Today's daf is Vachim daf Yud Gimel, and we are at the two dots in the middle of daf Yud Beis or Mid Beis. So the Masechta begins Kolas Vachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi L'Shmon K'sherim Ela Shaloi Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayim. Stating that the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph or Mid Beis brought from Shimon ben Azai, also known as Ben Azai, who said that I have a Kabbalah that on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, somebody came in and said over in the name of 72 Zakenim, Zakei, not Zakenim, that the Girsa that we have is a little bit wrong. It's not Kol HaZvachim, but rather it's Kol HaZvachim HaNecholim. What's the difference if it's Kol HaZvachim or Kol HaZvachim HaNecholim? Kol HaZvachim would include all Zvachim. Kol HaZvachim HaNecholim would include only Zvachim that are Nechal, meaning it would exclude Oila, and that's what the Mishnah said. He meant to say that just like a Pesach and a Katla Shaloi Lishma is possible, an Oila Shaloi Lishma is going to be possible as well. So when you learn the Mishnah on that base, you have four Shittas with regards to when exactly a carbon that was brought Shaloi Lishma is possible. You have to wait till the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph on the base to see the fifth Shita. It's this fifth Shita, it's Ben Azai, in the name of 72 Zokain, that an Oila 2 is a carbon, where if one of the Dalit Avodis Adam were done Shaloi Lishma, the Allah is going to be possible. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Udumai Tamid Ben Azai, what's the Makar to Ben Azai? Oila hu isha reech nichay lashem. It says, regarding the carbon, Oila, Oila hu. And we learn from there, he Lishma ksheira, Shaloi Lishma psula. So the word who, as we've had previously with regards to the carbon chatos, suggests that it has to be done dafka in this way meaning the halacha of lishma, but if the oil is going to be rosh alay lishma, it's going to be possible. Freak the Gemara, if you want to go down that road, Asham nami ksiv behu. So why don't we say that an asham too shaloi lishma is going to be possible? And according to the Mishnah Shlema, the Ikushita in the Mishnah, the Tanakam, it's only Pesach and Chatos, and even Ben Azai is just being moisef oila. But it doesn't sound like Ben Azai holds that an asham shaloi lishma is possible. If the makar to Ben Azai shita that an oila shaloi lishma is possible is from the word who, asham it also says who. So the Gemara says no, who la achaktar same urim udichsev. You can't darshan the word who that it says by asham, like the Gemara said several times throughout the first parak here in Masechta Zvachim, because the word who that it says by carbon asham, it says by the haktara, and being that we know the haktara itself is not ma'akev, so certainly doing the haktara shaloi lishma is not going to be ma'akev. So the word who that it says by an asham has no bearing, but freak the Gemara. Hay nami lachaktar same urim hudaksev. What's the who that the Gemara just brought as a makar that oila shaloi lishma is possible? Vehikter hamizbecha oila hu isha reich nichayach lashem. Vehikter hamizbecha. We're talking about the reich nichayach. So the uhu that it says by oila is also regarding haktar. So if you can't darshan the who by asham because the who of asham is discussing haktara, how could you darshan the who by oila? Says the Gemara. Shrei hu ksivi. By oila, it says the word who twice. And granted, both times that it says who is by haktara. The first one is the pasuk we just mentioned. The second one is v'hiktarta is kol ha'ayil hamizbecha oila hu lashem reich nichayach isha lashem hu. But even though the two who's are both regarding haktara, but once you have an extra who, albeit by haktara, you can apply it to the Dalit Avodis, and you can tell me, it's coming to teach me, that Shaloi Lishma, it's going to be possible. But the Gemara says, Gabi Asham Nami Trei Hu Ksivi. If you go through the Parsha of the Ashamas, you're going to find the word who twice there too. So again, if Taimadur Ben Azai, that was Marba Oila, that an Oila is like a Pesach and a Chatas, that Shaloi Lishma is possible, because it says who, Asham it also says who, and Ben Azai was only Moisef Oila, he wasn't Moisef Asham. Elo Ben Azai said Rav Huna, Bekal V'chaymer, Maisila. You want to know Pshat and Ben Azai? He learned it not from a word who, it's rather learned from one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and Adreshes Behem, the Midah of Kal V'chaim. What's the Kal V'chaim? Mechata she'ina kolo. Shachta shleg l'shma psula madacha karben chatas. That's not kolo. It doesn't have to be burnt completely on the Mizbeach. The halacha is, chata shleg l'shma is possible. Oila shehi kolo like holshkin, and certainly an oila, which is more chashuv, it's more kaddish, so to speak. It's more chomer that it's kulei kol. Certainly, it should have this chomer that shaloi lishma is going to be possible. Frank the Gemara, malachatas shekem mechaperes. I can argue that maybe chatas is more chomer than an oila. Why are you assuming that chatas is the kal and oila is the chomer? Maybe chatas is the chomer and oila is the kal because chatas has a maila that it's a mechaper. Oila is doirin ba'almahi. It's not a mechaper. But the Gemara says Pesach yechiyach. I hear, but I could always say let's learn from Pesach. Pesach also shaloi lishma's pasul, and Pesach is not a mechaper. But Milo Pesach shkein zmanei kavua. Pesach has another Milo. Pesach's Milo is that it's zmanei kavua. It has to be brought biyur dalid bein arbay. Chatos lechia. Chatos doesn't have to be brought in a zman kavua. Look, the gemara bechazar adin leiroi zeh kuroi zeh veleiroi zeh kuroi zeh. What we have is a tzad hashava 101. Hatzad Ashava Shebahen, Shein Kotchim is Chachton Shalei Lishma Pasol. The Tzad Ashava between Chattas and Pesach is their Kotchim and Shalei Lishma is Pasol. Afani Avi Oyla, Shehi Kotchim, the Shachta Shalei Lishma Psula. So it's for that reason, said Rav Huna Ben Azai, learned from Tzad Ashava of Chattas and Pesach, that if Chattas and Pesach Shalei Lishma is Pasol, so too Oyla is going to be Pasol. You're going to tell me how could you learn from Chattas? Chattas is Mechaper, Pesach Teichiach. You're going to tell me how could you learn from Pesach? Pesach is Manei Kavua, Chattas Teichiach. From the Tzad HaShova between Chattas and Pesach, I'll be Marba Oyla. Freak the Gemara, Malo Tzad HaShova, Shabem Shiesh, Ben Tzad Chorus. Lechur, the Tzad HaShova has a common denominator, a chumra that Oyla doesn't have, and what is that? That's tzad koris. Chattas has a tzad koris because Chattas is mechaper for chayvi krisis b'shoigik. Pesach has a tzad koris because if you don't bring the carbon Pesach, you chayv koris. So they each have a tzad koris. As the Gemara Ben Azai, tzad koris loy parach. Ben Azai wasn't the spoil from the pirch of tzad koris, even though the Gemara brought it previously in the Masechta. But Ben Azai himself, he wasn't moved by this Pircha of tzad koris. Rashi says why? Lefishe enoy shove b'shneim. Top Rashi on the Amud, because the chorus of Chattos and the chorus of Pesach aren't the same thing. The Chattos einoy onush chorus al havaasoy, ela al shigegas chorus uba. U Pesach onush chorus al havaasoy. Because like we said, it's a different chorus. The chorus of Chattos is because the Chattos is mechaper for an aveira. She's doing a chorus. It's mechaper and chayvi krisus. The chorus on Pesach is if you don't bring this carbon, you're going to be chayv chorus. It's not the same chorus. The tzad hashava is tzad chorus. Tzad chorus loy parach. But the Gemara says that if the makar to Ben Azai, that oyla shaloy lishma is possible because he learns it from the tzad hashava between Chattas and Pesach. Lechura asham nami le'aisi. Then an asham shaloy lishma should also be possible. Why shouldn't Asham Shalei Lishma possible? Because L'chur, you can make the same exact limud. Learn Asham from Chattas. And any pircha you can have from Chattas, you'll tell me, Pesach Teichiach. Pesach is Manek Kavua, Chattas Teichiach. Says the Gemara, no. It was Pasha that you can't learn Asham from a Tzad HaShava between Chattas and Pesach. It's Mala Tzad HaShava Shebehem. Sheken Yeshna B'tzibur Kibiyachin. The Chattas and the Pesach is Yeshnei B'tzibur Kibiyachid, whereas the carbon Asham, an Asham is not Ba B'tzibur, being that you can't have an Asham Tzibur, so that's considered a Kula. V'iba Yaseima, Tzad Koris Nami Parch. Maybe really the reason that in Oila, Shaloi Lishma is possible is not learned out from the Tzad HaShava between Pesach and Chattas. And the reason you can't learn from the Tzad HaShava from Pesach and Chattas is because there's a pircha on the Tzad HaShava. What's the pircha? Ma'la Tzad HaShava Shebehem Sheyesh Yesh Behem Tzad Koris. And it's for that reason there's no kasha. Why didn't Ben Azai also say that Asham Shalei Lishma is possible? Learn Asham from the Tzad HaShava? Because there is no Tzad HaShava. Just like you can't learn Oila from the Tzad HaShava, you can't learn Asham from the Tzad HaShava either. So we answered the kasha of Asham. The problem is, what's the makar that Oila Shalei Lishma is possible? We thought that maybe the makar is the word who. It says the word who twice, but by Asham it says the word who twice as well, and Ben Azai never said that Asham Shalei Lishma is possible. Then we thought that maybe he learned it from a Kal V'Chomer with a Mahatzad from Chattas and Pesach. But the Gemara is saying that doesn't work either, because Malat Tzad HaShava Shebehem Sheken Yesh Ben Tzad Koris. And right now we're saying Tzad Koris Nami Parach. So okay, so what's the Makar then in Oila Shalei Lishma is possible? Says the Gemara, Ben Azai Gemara Gamrullah. He had a Messiah. He had a tradition, Rashi says, Mipi Ayim Beis Zekeinim Kiditnan, like he said in the Mishnah. So why did Rav Huna say that Taimed Ben Azai was Mikal V'Chomer? Meaning if it's not Mikal V'Chomer, it's a Messiah. It's like a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So it's not a Kal V'Chomer. So why did Rav Huna say Kal V'Chomer? Says the Gemara, L'chadet Bas HaTalmidim. He did it simply to be, he wanted to sharpen the Talmidim. He wanted to throw something at them, something that wasn't even true, so that they'd be shakal v'tari, and he felt that he would sharpen their minds a little bit. But Enoch Hanami, Lafi HaEmes, Taimi de Ben Azai is not because of who. Taimi de Ben Azai is not related to a Kal V'Chomer. Taimi de Ben Azai, who's Moisef, even Oila, is simply, he had a Mesoira Gemara Gomrila. Rashi says, L'chade Talmidov, Sheyikshu Loi Tshuva Olav. He wanted them to go back and forth with him. Inami, Sheyitnu Libam Liyos Charifim. He wanted to sharpen their minds. They should be a charif. Lidroish kalim v'chamurim me'eleim kibanaz. He wanted to teach them how to darshan a kal v'chaymas. He was sharpening their minds so that they should be charif to be able to darshan a kal v'chaymas. I saw in the Sha'ar Mitzionim b'halacha, he tells a well-known vark that Rabbi Chanan in Masechtas Kedushin brings from his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Briska. The Gemara over there, it's Kedushin Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing a Kal V'Chaymer. Says the Gemara as follows: Sholach Le Ve'ato Iato Oimer Kein Muchzakani B'Chashati Baki B'Chedrei Torah. I know that you're a Baki B'Chedrei Torah and Lidrish B'Kal V'Chaymer Iato Yedeh. You don't know how to darshan a Kal V'Chaymer. So one Amira tells another Amira, I know you're a Baki. You're a tremendous Talmud Chacham. You're a Yodea Sefer. You can varf all over the place. And you don't know how to darshan a Kal V'Chaymer. Rabbi Chanan said that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim, that Rabbi Chaim was bothered that Zayt then daf min zayin a baki to darshan a Kal V'Chaymer. L'chur, to darshan a Kal V'Chaymer, you don't have to be a baki. To darshan a Kal V'Chaymer, you have to be a charef. Kal V'Chaymer means that you know svaris and you're going to come up with a gevaldige svara, like Rashi says, that he wanted... Rav Huna did. Sheyitnu libam liyos charifim lidrash kalim v'chamurim. L'chayr, in order to darshan a kal v'chayr, you have to be a charif. You have to be a bal svara. You have to be a lamdin. What is this? He tells him, muchzakani b'chosh ato baki b'chedrei toira. I know you're a baki. You don't have to darshan a kal v'chayr. So Rav Chanan said that the Rebbe Rav Chaim said, ki lidrash b'kal v'chayr ain't tzarech l'bikiyas. It's true. To darshan a kal v'chayr, you don't have to be a baki. What you have to be is you have to be a charif. Avoleda sha kal v'chayr hu shal kayama. The einol of shum pircha was that tzarich liyaz baki bechedrei Torah. Ki efshe shal kal v'chaymer hu behilcha Shabbos. The einol of pircha medinei tumo keyotze bazer. So that's why you have to be a baki. So really, in order to dash in the kal v'chaymer, you have to be two things. You have to be a charif. You have to be an oikar harim. To be able to darshan the Kal V'Chaymer, to understand Kal and to understand Chomer and to work through the Kal V'Chaymer. But then even after you darshan the Kal V'Chaymer, you have to make sure it's true. Right? That's true really with all lamdas. You have to be a charif, you have to be an oikar harim. To come up with the lamdas, you have to know it's true. So for that, sometimes you need bekiyas. And at a chanam, you could be learning Hilcha Shabbos and saying a phenomenal lamdas, but it could be there's a pircha in terms of the emeskite of what you're saying from Hilchas Tumah. So to darshan the ikir kal v'chaymer, yeah, for that you have to be a charif. Like Rashi says over here, he wanted to be mechadid his talmidim, they should be charifim to be able to darshan the kal v'chaymer. But there's also an idea that you have to be a baki to make sure that it's true, to make sure that it's ois gehalten and there's no pircha from anywhere else. Either way, on that note, noch ha-mishno. So we've been saying throughout the Masechta that when the Mishnah talks about a carbon shaloi l'shma, it means that the machshava shaloi l'shma happened during one of the dalet avodah sadah. It happened either during the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika. How do we know that? It's this Mishnah right here. It's like the Mishnah. HaPesach v'achatos, sheshachton shaloi l'shma. And the Pesach v'achatos, where the shechita was done shaloi l'shma. Or kibel, v'halach v'zarak shaloi l'shma. Or the Kabbalah, the Halacha, or the Zrika was done Shalei Lashman. So if either the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika were done Shalei Lashman, Oy Lashman, the Shalei Lashman, or the Avodas were done Lashma and Shalei Lashman, Oy Shalei Lashman, but Lashman, or it was done Shalei Lashma and Lashma. The difference is, was the Lashma first, or was the Shalei Lashma first? In any one of those cases, what's the Halacha? What's the definition of Lishman v'shalei Lishman? Lishan Pesach v'shalei Mishlamim. So Kayim was doing the Shechita, and the beginning of the Shechita he had in mind when he shechts his carbon Pesach that he's bringing it Lishan Pesach, and then in middle he had a hearer, he said no Lishan Shlamim. So the beginning was Lishan Pesach and the end was Lishan Shlamim. What's an example of shalei Lishman v'shalei? It's just the opposite. L'shem Shlamim, L'shem Pesach. First he was thinking L'shem Shlamim, then he was thinking L'shem Pesach. Either way, whether the entire Avodah was done Shalei L'shma, or only Miksas of the Avodah was done Shalei L'shma. It was L'shma v'Shalei L'shma. Or it was Shalei L'shma v'L'shma. In either case, the halach is that it's going to be possible. And then the Mishnah repeats, Shehazevach nifso barba dvarim, the zevach with a machshava Shalei L'shma, by a Pesach and a Chatas, will be possible in any one of four things, b'shchita, u'b'kibol, u'b'hiloch, u'b'zrika. So the Mishnah doesn't just say it once, it's shina kasav l'akiv. The Mishnah says it twice. This idea that when we talk about a machshava shaloi l'shma, that disqualifies a carbon Pesach or a carbon Chatas or market islay, the five shitas that we have had so far in terms of what exactly a carbon is possible shalei l'shma, it's dafka by the dalad avodah zarah. Reb Shimon machsha behiluch says the Mishnah saying that, and everybody agrees with this. Reb Shimon holds that it's only three avodahs. It's shechita, kabbalah, and zrika. But hiluch haylach itself not. Shair oimer ef shabalei shechita v'shalei kabbalah v'shalei zrika. It's impossible to bring a carbon and not do shechita, kabbalah, and zrika. Aval ef shabalei hiluch. But it's possible to bring a carbon and not do haylach. How so? Sheicha b'tzadim mizbeach v'zayrik. You can do shechita b'tzadim mizbeach. As a result, Reb Shimon holds that there's no machshava shloi l'shma when it comes to halacha. We'll see more about Reb Shimon in the coming days. Reb Lezer says, "I'm a halik b'makom shu tzarich lahalik machshava peisalas. B'makom shein tzarich lahalik ein machshava peisalas." Reb Lezer makes a compromise between the chacham and Reb Shimon. The chachamim say halacha shloi l'shma is possible. Reb Shimon's machshava halach. Reb Shimon says halacha shloi l'shma is going to be kosher. Reb Lezer is an in between shita. Reb Lezer says it depends. If you did halacha when you had to do halacha, so then it comes out the halacha was ma'akev. There was no way to bring this carbon without halacha. So then the machshava is going to pass. If you did halacha in a context where you didn't have to do halacha, there the halacha is not going to pass. Either way, the Mishnah said that even though the Masechta began, kol azvachin shenizbichu, and nizbichu, what does the word zvicha mean? It means shchita. So it's mashma little. From the beginning of the Masechta, that the halacha of shalei l'shma, just from the Mishnah, is dafka by shechita. Stating that it's not only by shechita, it's true by kabbalah, it's true by halacha, it's true by zrika as well. Break the gemara. The kabbalah mi pasul, is that true that if somebody does a kabbalah shalei l'shma, that halacha is going to be possible? But how do we learn to the brayso? V'hikrivu bnei aharon akoyanim es adam v'zorku es adam ala mizbeach soviv asher pesach oyomoy. Says the brayso. What does it mean? V'hikrivu bnei aharon akoyanim es adam zu kabbalah sadam. It means kabbalah. Ato im kabbalah sadam. Zrika doesn't sound like it means Kabbalah. What does Vikrivo mean? You're going to bring it. So bringing it sounds more like Zrika, which is the Avodah that actually brings the Dam onto the Mizbeach. So doesn't it sound like a doichik to say Vikrivo means Kabbalah? Says the Gemara, I hear, but Kishuaymer, when the Pasik says Vizorku es Adam ala Mizbeach, that's the Hemshech HaPasik Kare Zrika Am. Hamani Mekayim Vikrivo. What then must Vikrivo mean? Zu Kabbalah Sadam. So when it says Vikrivo bnei Aharon Akiyanim es Adam, and then Vizorku es Adam, we know Vikrivo doesn't mean Zrika, because that's the Hemshech. That's Vizorku es Adam ala Mizbeach. So what then does Vikrivo mean? It means Kabbalah. Okay, so the price continues. It says Vikrivo bnei Aharon Akoyanim. We learn from there, bnei Aharon Akoyanim shetei b'koyin kosher. Number one, who has to do the Kabbalah? A koyin. Ubekli shoreis, he has to be wearing his big day kahuna. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Nein, the Kabbalah shleitei ala b'koyin kosher b'kli shoreis." How do we know that the Kabbalah has to be done dafka be koyin kosher and a klisharis nemakam bnei aharon v'nemar lahalon elo shmois bnei aharon akoyanim ameshuchin ma lahalon. We were talking about aharon's sons; they were koyin kosher. Ube klisharis, they were wearing big dekuna afkan. So too, when it says v'krivu bnei aharon akoyanim, it doesn't mean any ben aharon; it means bnei aharon akshir. And it doesn't mean any ben aharon kosher. He has to dafka be wearing his big day kahuna afkam bekoyin kosher ubeklishay. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rab Tarfin. Rab Tarfin said akapeach es bonai. Said a lashon klala, as if something bad should happen to his children. In loishamati, if it's not true that I heard lahavchin hefresh ben kabbalah v'zrika, I heard a chilek between kabbalah v'zrika. The eli lefarish, I posh can't remember. So Rab Tarfin remarks in rather dramatic fashion that he remembers hearing a chilek between kabbalah and zrika. The eli lefarish. Rabbi Kiva was there. He said, "Ani afarish, I'll tell you what you heard. Kabbalah number one, loy osaba machshava kemaisa. By kabbalah, a machshava is not kemaisa. Zrika also ba machshava kemaisa, as opposed to by zrika." We'll see what that means in a minute. Kibloy bechutz ene chayv kares. If somebody does the kabbalah sadam of a carbon bechutz, he's not chayv kares. It's not included in the parasha of shkutei chutz. But zarkoy bechutz on his kares. If somebody does zrika bechutz, he is going to be chayv kares. Kiblu psulin ene chayav and aleh. If someone that's not allowed to do kabbalah, like a zar, does kabbalah sadam, he's not chayv misa. Zarku psulin chayavin olav. So Tarfin says that he heard a chiluk between Kabbalah and Zrika. He can't remember what the chiluk was. So Mikiva tells Rav Tarfin, I'll tell you what it is. There's three chilukim. Number one, by Kabbalah, machshav is not kemaisa. By Zrika, machshav is kemaisa. Number two, we know there's a parasha of shchutei chutz. You can't bring a carbon outside of the makom hamikdash. Kabbalah b'chutz, that's okay. Zrika b'chutz, chayvei krisos. Additionally, we know that apostle can't do Kabbalah, apostle can't do Zrika, stating that there's a chilek. If apostle does Kabbalah, he's not chayev misa. If apostle does Zrika, he's chayev misa. Amar Reb Tarfin, Reb Tarfin told Rabbi Akiva, ha'avoida. He swore. Imitisa yamin usmail anisha mati ve'emel lefarish ato doyresh umaskin lishmua. In other words, he said, you got it 100% right. He said, I couldn't figure it out for myself. I was going backwards and forwards, rechts and links, and I couldn't figure out exactly what it was I heard, what this chilek is between Kabbalah and Zrika, and you explained it to me so nicely. B'loshen hazeh omer lo Akiva, kol ha'poyrish mimcha k'poyrish mechayev. Al kopanim, what do you see in this braisa? What do we need? So there's nice agada that we can take out of this braisa, but that's not what we need for this morning. What we need from this braisa is that the first of the three chalukim Rabbi Kiva said between Kabbalah and Zrika is Kabbalah loy asaba machshava kemaisa, Zrika asaba machshava kemaisa. Doesn't that mean loy asaba machshava kemaisa that if you have a machshava hapaiselas, such as a machshava shaloy lishma b'shas Kabbalah, it doesn't disqualify the carbon. Whereas if you have a machshava apiselus b'shas dizrika, it does disqualify the carbon. So again, what was the beginning of the Gemara? Kabbalah mi paslo. The Mishnah says ha'pesach v'achatos is lav davke shchita shaloy lishma, but rather hazevach nifsal barbot varim b'shchita ubekibul ubehiluch ubezrika. The Mishnah said it twice, that if a person does any one of the dalal avodah zarah le'in yonenu, even Kabbalah shaloy lishma, by a Pesach and a Chatas, the halachas is going to be possible. Avam Mufurish Abraisa, where Rabbi Akiva says that one of the three chelukim between Kabbalah and Zrika is that by Kabbalah, loy also by machshava kemaisa. Doesn't that by definition mean that there's no concept of a machshava peiselas when it comes to Kabbalah? So the Gemara says, Omar Rava, loy kasha kan, b'machsheves pigol. Kan b'machsheves shaloy lishma. There's different types of machshavos. There's a machshava shloy lishma that passes, and there's a machshava spigul that passes. Our Mishnah is talking about a machshava shloy lishma. Machshava shloy lishma, Kabbalah is included. So if the Kohen was bringing a carbon Pesach or a Chatas, and b'shas the Kabbalah he had a mind shloy lishma, yeah, that's possible. This braisa, Rabbi Akiva said that Kabbalah lo yosav a machshava kemaisa, he was discussing pigul. A machshava is pigul b'shas Kabbalah? That already is going to be different. Says the Gemara, Deka nami, diktani shazevach nifsav lo iktani mispagel shmamina. Deka nami, that the Mishnah only means shaloi l'shma. And the Mishnah doesn't mean pigul, because the Lashon HaMishnah was shazevach nifsav barbadvar. And if the Mishnah meant to say pigul as well, then the Mishnah should have added shazevach nifsav, v'hazevach nispagel. Elamai, the Mishnah is talking about pigul. The Mishnah is talking about shaloi lishma, which is the sugya. So being that we're talking about shaloi lishma, in shaloi lishma, we're being marred by Kabbalah. That braisa, that's talking about pigul. So there's a chilik then between shaloi lishma and between pigul. Machshava shaloi lishma b'shas Kabbalah passes the carbon. Machshava is pigul b'shas Kabbalah does not passel the carbon. Fake the Gemara, is that true? Machshava is pigul loy passel the Kabbalah. V'atanya, how could you say that? It's a mefurish b'raisa. Yochel loy tehe machshava me'ila elos ala bezrika. I would have had a havamina that the only time a machshava is pigul passels the carbon is if the machshava happened b'shas zrika. And the reason you would have that havamina is because the pasuk, it's a very ambiguous pasuk, the pasuk that describes pigul, right? It's in two places in the Torah. But both psukim, then he ochel ye ochel mipsar zevach shlomo bayema shlishi lo ye rotze hamakriv. I said lo ye rotze is zrika. We're talking about ritzui hamakriv. That's the zrika lechura. So there would definitely be mokoi to make a mistake and think that being that the Torah is talking about ritzui when it describes pigol, that maybe the only time the machshev is pigol impacts the carbon is if you had it b'shas to lo ye rotze. How do you know? I mean, either Rabbi Shechit of the Kabbalah. How do you know that if someone has machshavas pigul at the time that he was doing one of the other avodas, that loch is that it's considered pigul? Talmud Loimar, it says v'mei ochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlomov lo yeyrotze, and we learn from there bedvorim hamivin lidei achila hakosim medaber, that machshavas pigul impacts the carbon not only if it happened b'shas riko, but if it happened during anything that's mevi lidei achila. Pause. We know that in order for someone to get ritzui from a carbon, you had to do dalal avodah zarah. That had to be done shchita kabbalah loy chazrika. After the zrika, there were other things that were done with the carbon. Number one, haktaras imurim. The fats of the carbon were burnt. Number two, shvicha shirayim. Any leftover dam after the zrika had to be poured, wherever it had to be poured on. B'makom ha'mizbeach. Number three, achilas basar. Achilas basar was a big deal. Malamed shakoyanim oichlim, ubaylim mischaprim. So there were other avoidas, what the Gemara calls shiorim mitzvah, shiorim in the sense that they're not ma'akiv in the kapar. Now, in order for the basar of the carbon to be eaten, you had to do the dalat avoidas adam. You had to do the shchita kabbalah hilach hazrika. Meaning, what would be if the Kohen never did this? We didn't do the Zrika yet. The dam got lost. Could you eat the basar or could you not eat the basar? The answer is you can't. And the reason is because just like the Dalet Avoidas were ma'akiv in Kapara, the Dalet Avoidas were also ma'akiv in the Heter Achila. You couldn't eat the Basar of the carbon unless the Dalet Avoidas Adam. This is one of the most important fundamental Yusoidas that you have to internalize as you go through, say, the Kachan, because it's something that's going to come up over and over and over again. So the Dalet Avoidas Adam really served two functions. Number one, they were the Meratza, that's the primary function. This person's bringing a carbon for a reason. So he fulfilled his tafkid of bringing a carbon as soon as the Dalet Avoidas Adam were done. But additionally, the Dalet Avoidas Adam were what was matter, the Basar, La'achila. They were also what was matter the Haktara Seymurim, which the Gemara always refers to as Achila, not Achilas Adam, but rather Achilas Mizbech. Says the Gemara, being that the Parsha of Pickle says, V'mei ochel ye ochel, we're talking about Achila. So we marba that you know when a Machsheves Pickle passes a carbon, if it happened during any Dovar, Hamevili de Achila. Anything that you need to do to be matter Achila, to be matter Achilas Basel, Kayhanim of the Bailim, to be matter Achilas Mizbeach, as in the Haktara Seymurim. What do you need in order to be matter Achila? The same thing you need in order to get Ritzoy. Dalet Avoidas Adam. That's how I know that the halacha is that it's not only Zrika, it's not only the Ritzoy, where we say if you have a Machsheves Pigel, the carbon is going to be possible. But Bidvarim HaMivin L'dei Achila HaKosim Medaber. If the Machsheves Pigel was B'Shashchita or Kabbalah or Halacha or Zrika, you're going to have the same halacha. Says the Gemara Yochashani Marba, I would have thought that you should be Marba Af Shvich HaShirayim V'Aktara Seymurim. Pause. What would be the Havamini? You should be Marba Shvich HaShirayim V'Aktara Seymurim. You have to do the Shvich HaShirayim in order to eat the basar? Do you have to do the Aktara Seymurim in order to eat the basar? So Demis is like this. Likat Chila, you're supposed to be Makta Deymurim before you eat the basar. And you can't eat the basar unless you're Makta Deymurim. But you have not. Meaning, let's say there were no Emurim. The Emurim got lost. They became Tomei. So you could still eat the basar. So on some level, there is a Sheiches between Achila and Aktara Seymurim. Because Likat Chila, you're supposed to be makter the emurim before you eat the basar. So on some level, the haktor is a matter. It's a meichel, because it's allowing you to eat it. But shvich shirayim is a little shver. There's a meshach chachma that talks about this. Because certainly it sounds like from the Gemara that on some level, there's a shaychis between the haktor is emurim and the shvich shirayim. But bottom line, says the Gemara, if the definition of an avoida that relates to pigle is dvarim hamavim l'de achilo. So I would think you should be marish v'chashar maktar simrum tamad loyim. It says be'im ashlish yo yirotze hamakri voisoi lo yichosh. What do we learn from there? Zrika bechlal hoisa. So the Torah use Zrika as the mashal, as the dogma of when this machshav is picked. Why did Torah pick Zrika? Loyim l'chamaz v'kim yuchadash yavoida u'makev es kapara. Just like Zrika is an avoida that's ma'akev kapara, it's not just a Michael. It's also ma'akev kapara af kol avoida u'makev es kapara yatsu. Therefore, we exclude shvicha shirayim v'aktar esimrum, despite the fact that we said on some level they must be a Michael, but being that they're a ma'akev es kapara, therefore they're going to be on the outside looking in, you're not going to have a machshav es pickle. Okay, very nice, Bryce. So we got some of the yusoidus of pickle here, but why did Gemara bring this Braisa? Gemara brought this Braisa because what it comes out is that Machsheves Pigel is not exclusive to Zrika, but it's exclusive to any Avoida that's Ma'akev Kapara. Shchita, Kabbalah, Ilach, Zrika. That means if someone, a Kohen, would have a Machsheves Pigel while he's doing the Kabbalah, it would pass all the carbon. So how could we say that Rabbi Akiva said that one of the three chalukim between Kabbalah and Zrika is by Kabbalah le'yasa machshava k'maisa, but by Zrika asa machshava k'maisa, and it doesn't mean machshava shloy l'shma, because that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kabbalah shloy l'shma is possible by Pesach and Achatas. Elam mi means machshava spigel. There's no machshava spigel by Kabbalah. Stach kinegan amafurish b'raisa. The b'raisa says clearly Zrika lav dafka, but anything that's doimit is Zrika. Anything that's an avoida, it's a meichel, and it's ma'akiv kaparo. So the Gemara says you're right. Eloloi kasha. You have to say hoda amar reini shoychet al menas the kabel doma lemacha. Hoda Omar Harini Mekabel Doma Al Menas Lishpech Shirayim Amachar. When we say that there's pigle by Kabbalah, it's true. And when we say there's no pigle by Kabbalah, it's also true. How could they both be true? The Braisa that says that there is pigle by Kabbalah, this latter Braisa that the Gemara brought, is discussing with a Kohen had a Machsheves pigle while he was doing the Kabbalah. He was doing the Kabbalah and he had a mind to eat the basar, to be Makta de Murim, or do Shvicha Shirayim. He had a mind to do something. If the machshava took place at the time that he was doing Kabbalah, it's a machshava spigel. Where Rabbi Akiva said that there's no machshava spigel by Kabbalah, he was talking about not when the kohen was doing the Kabbalah and having a machshava zara. It was when the kohen was doing shchit. And while he was doing shchita, he had a machshava to do the Kabbalah. So the Kabbalah was the subject of the machshava. It was the subject of the machshava. That's not a machshavas pigel. Machshavas pigel is you had a mind to do zrika, achilas basar, haktara, shvicha shirayim, not kabbalah. So that's both true. If you had the machshava while you were doing the kabbalah, that's a machshavas pigel. But if the machshava was to do the kabbalah, that not so. Says the Gemara, "Amalei hum rabbanu l'rava." But we're not finished yet. V'shvicha shirayim v'aktara seimurim lo pasul b'machshava. Is that true? That shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim, there's no psal machshava. When did we say that in the previous brisa? I think Gemara said, "Yochol, you think to be marbe shvicha shirayim aktara seimurim, because they too are machilim, being that they're machilim. So maybe in meyochol yochol, but dvar manvil deyachilo. Maybe we should include them into the halacha of machshavas pigel. What do we say? No, it has to be done with zrika. Zrika is ma'akev kapara. Only something that's ma'akev kapara. Faith to Gemara, is that true? In other words, there is no pigle by shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, yochol leitei machshava mielas al b'achilas basar. I would have thought that the only time there's something called machshavas pigles by achilas basar. But neither rabbi shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim. How do you know this machshavas pigle even by shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim? Time we learned the pasuk says v'meyochol yeyochol. It says the word achila twice in the pasuk. Both psukim that talk about pigle in the Torah say those words v'meyochol yeyochol. And we learn from there heyochol yeyochol double loshin v'shtei achilas akasam adam. The Torah is talking about two different types of achilas. Achas achilas adam v'achas achilas Mizbeach. So you see clearly that the halacha of pigel applies not only to, it applies even to shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim. Not only achilas basar, but to those things as well. So how could the brayse have just said that there's no pigel by shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim? And the Gemara says the very obvious answer. You have to know what the havamina was even. Like kasha, hada amar, same teretz like we said before. Hareini zoik reik al menas lishpeich shirayim lemachar. One Bryce is talking about where you had the machshavas pigel while you were doing the aktara, while you were doing the shvicha shirayim. The aktara and the shvicha shirayim is not an avoda chashuva that suggests that if you had a machshava at that time to do something chutz lazman, chutz lamkayim, it's going to be machshavas pigel. When we say that there is a machshavas pigel as it relates to shvicha shirayim haktara seimurim, what we mean is where the machshava was to do the shvicha shirayim or the haktara seimurim. Not you had the machshava while you were doing the shvicha shirayim haktara seimurim, but rather you had the machshava while you're doing one of the dalet avodas hama'akvis asasak apart. But you thought about doing either the shvicha shirayim haktara seimurim. They were the subject of the machshava. That would in fact be a machshava apisal. So the bottom line is, what comes out of this geshmaki gemara is a few things. Number one, machshava shaloi lishma b'shas kabbalah is a machshava apisal. How do you know that? It's a mission that gimel manal. A machshavas pigel b'shas kabbalah, what's the halacha, is also a machshava apisal. How do you know that? That's the brisa that the Gemara brought on the bottom of Dafi Gimel Amud Aleph. If somebody would do the shechita and b'shas the shechita would have in mind to do the Kabbalah, chutz lazman chutz lamkayimai, that was Rabbi Akiva. That was one of the three chilukim between Kabbalah and Zrika that would not be a machshava hapiselas. If somebody had a machshava hapiselas, if the koyin would think pigel b'shas the shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim, it would not be a machshavas pigel. Why not? Because you have to be mechashiv during one of the dvarim hamivin lidei achila that are also ma'akiv kapara. Do me this rika. And shvicha shirayim aktara seimurim, not ma'akiv the kapara. Therefore, you can't have a machshavas pigel during those avodas. It wouldn't pass all the carbon. If, however, somebody was doing one of the dalet avodas adam, and while the kohen was doing one of the dalet avodas adam, he had in mind to be ma'akiv emurim or to be shayfech the shirayim chutz asmane chutz from kaimai, that would be a machshava hapesalas. Before we go weiter, just one ha'ara, one lumdis, we're going to speak out among us. And that is that one of the things the Gemara said, one of the yisoidis you take out very, very clearly, is that a machshav of chutz lazman chutz lamkayim b'shas kabbalah is a machshavas pigel. But if the kohen was doing the shechita and he had in mind to do the kabbalah, chutz lazman chutz lamkayim, that would not be a machshavas pigel. And that was what Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Tarfin. You heard a chilek between Kabbalah and Zrika, and you don't know to be mefarashi, you're not exactly sure what the chilek is. I'll tell you what the chilek is. Three chilukim. One of them is if you're machashav to do Zrika chutz lazman chutz lamkayimai, it's a machshavas pigel. But if you're machashav to do Kabbalah chutz lazman chutz lamkayimai, that's not going to be a machshavas pigel. So very simple. If you're machashav to do Kabbalah chutz lazman chutz lamkayimai, it's not a machshavas pigel. Stating that, if you look in the Rishonim, not here in Masechtes Vachin, but in Masechtes Chulin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran and the Bal Hamor, kulon b'shita achas ke'ish echad b'leiv echad. Say that if somebody would do shchita and he would have a mind to do the kabbalah chutzasmanoi chutzum kaimoi, the halacha is it would be a machshav espegel. And in the shiurim, the matmiya on these shitas rishonim, it's keneged a mefurish sugi in shas. The gemara said that Rav Tarfon heard a chilah between kabbalah and zrika. Rabbi Akiva said, I'll explain it to you. It was three chalukim. The first one was kabbalah loyosav machshav kemaisa, zrika osav mach. What does it mean? After a whole sugya, it means that if you mechashet to do the zrika chutz zmanei chutzim kaima, it is a machshava. If you mechashet to do the kabbalah chutz zmanei chutzim kaima, it's not a machshava. But al kopanim, it comes out l'maskanas gemara very, very clearly. Shchita al menas to do kabbalah chutz zmanei chutzim kaima is not a machshava espigel. So what's pshat in all this rishonim? It's very, very shvet. But the emes is, if you think about it, there's a more fundamental issue. And that is that what's the definition of pigol? Definition of pigol is you're doing one of the dalet avodas, you're doing one of the dvarim hamivin l'dei achila, and you're mechashev b'shtei achila isakosav medaber. Either to do an achilas adon, or to do an achilas mizbeach chutz lezmanoi chutzum koimei. This is it's an oimek that is kedai to get. And that is that ordinarily when you think of machshavas pigol, you think of it like a machshavas shloi l'shma. Machshavas shloi l'shma is you're doing one of the dalet avodas adam, you're doing one of the dvarim ha-ma'akvin ha-sakapara. Shchita, kabbalah, ilocha, tzriki, and you did it with a machshava zor. Machshava spiegel is the same thing. It's just a different type of machshava. It wasn't machshava shloi l'shma. It wasn't chattas Hashem oila. It was to do something chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkayim. That's true. But really, if you want to understand it level two, if you want to understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, it's clear from the Gemara's we learned this morning that the way pigol works is a little different than the way machshava shloi l'shma works. The pasuk emphasizes me'achel ye'achel mipsar zevach shlomov, and the Gemara says, when does the machshava have to take place? Bedvarim hamivin lidei achila hakasa medaber. It takes place while you were doing one of the dvarim hamivin lidei achila. What were you thinking about? B'shtei achila is hakasa medaber. Achas achila zadam, v'achas achila zadam. Why are we talking about achila? The teretz is, because like we said before, that the Da'al Avodas Adam serve two purposes. Number one, they're the mechaprim, they're the meratzin. But number two, they were also matter the basar b'achila. The yisoid of machshavas pigel is that the kohen was doing one of the dvarim hamivin lidei achila. One of the things that are matter basar l'achila zadam, emurim l'achilas mizbeach, and he thought about doing the achila chutz l'zmanoi. He thought while he was doing the dabar that's matir the basar achila that I'm going to eat the basar chutz lezmanoi chutzum kaimai. While he was doing the thing that's matir the achilas mizbeach, that's matir the emurim on the mizbeach, he had in mind that I'm going to do the achilas mizbeach chutz lezmanoi chutzum kaimai. He was thinking about while he's doing the dabar hamatir the shirayim of mizbeach, that the shvicha shirayim which is achilas mizbeach is going to happen chutz lezmanoi chutzum kaimai. So it's not so much about doing it while you're doing an avodas adam. It's not related to the kapara component of the carbon as much as it's related to the achilas basar, the side thing that takes place while the carbon's being brought. You're thinking b'dvarim hamivilu de achila, and you're thinking about the shtei achilas akasa medaver. Achas achilas adam, achas achilas mizbech. That's your side. If that's the case, what's the havamina? What's the havamina? And according to those we shine in Masechta Shulin, it's even the maskana that it's possible to have a b'sheves pigel to do kabbalah chutz lezmanoi chutzum kaimai. If the criteria to have a machshavas pigel is that you have to think achila, achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, kabbalah sadam is not achilas adam, and a kabbalah sadam is not achilas mizbeach. L'chura, the criteria for machshavas pigel is b'shtei achilas akosim medaber. Achas achilas adam, achilas mizbeach. So I understand if you mechashav achilas basa, that's achilas adam. Haktaris imurim shvicha shirayim, that's achilas mizbeach. But l'chura, kabbalah is not achilas adam, it's not achilas mizbeach. So what's bechlal the havamina that it should be possible that you could do a kabbalah chutz lezmanoi chutzum kaimai? And according to those who shine in Masechta Nesachim Daf Lametes, it's l'fi emes. So in the shiurim they bring from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav explained it based on alumnus from Reb Chaim. We learned the Gemara and Daf Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara in the bottom, we said it was alumnus of Gemara, we said we'd get back to it, so we have to get back to it. The Gemara there brought a shayla. What would be if somebody, a kohen, is doing the shechita of a karban chatas? Chatas with shaloi l'shma is ma'akiv. Shaloi l'shma is poiseles. And while he was bringing the karban chatas, he had in mind not to do the chata shaloi l'shma, but he had in mind that he's going to do the zrika. And when he does the zrika, he's going to have a machshava of shaloi l'shma b'shas the zrika. Shachta l'shma, lizrik dama shaloi l'shma. Is it possible or is it not possible So shchita shloi l'shma by a chatos is possible. But that's not what he did. He did the shchita l'shem chatos. He just had in mind while he was doing the shchita that I'm going to do the kabbalah l'cha zrika, obviously. And when I do the zrika, I'm going to have in mind shloi l'shma. Rabbi Yechonam b'psula, Reish Lakish ha-makshev. Rabbi Yechonam b'psula, Rabbi Yechonam said it's possible. M'chash v'me avoida l'avoida. V'yalfina m'machshev es pigol. Said, Rabbi Yechonam, it's possible. You know why it's possible? Because m'chash v'me avoida l'avoida, and it's no different than pigol. What do you see in Pigel? In Pigel, you see that if somebody, a Kayim, would do the Shechita, and he would have in mind to do the Zrika, it would be a Machshev as Pigel. So just like Shechita, Al Menas to do Zrika, is a Machshev HaPiselas, so to Shechita, Al Menas to do Zrika, Shalei Lishma, is also going to be a Machshev HaPiselas. Reish Lakish HaMakshera. Reish Lakish said it's kosher. Ein Mechashve Me'avoida L'Avoida. You can't be Mechashve Me'avoida L'Avoida. V'lo Yalfina Me'machshev as Pigel. You can't learn from Machshev as Pigel. So there's a faster Rashi, the last Rashi on the Aftes on the days, that explains Shita's Reish Lakish. But Tamsis Advarim of what Rashi says is Reish Lakish Tainit, how are you comparing Pigel to Machshava Shalai Lashma? The Yisoid of Pigel has nothing to do with Mechashve Me'avoida L'Avoida. What's the Yisoid of Pigel? I'm doing an Avoida and I'm Mechashve in an Avoida? No, I'm Mechashve in Achilas Mizbeah. For Horai, if you're Mechashve in Aktoras in Murim and Shvich Hashirayim, Achilas Bosa, they're not Avoidas. And still, what's the halacha? The halacha is it's a machshavas pigel. So how could you extract such a halacha of mechashv me'avoida l'avoida from machshavas pigel? Vos hot machshavas pigel to tom et avoida? That's not the understanding. We just learned the gemara right now. The yisoid of machshavas pigel is you're doing a dover hamevi l'dei achila, and you're thinking about the achila, b'shtei achilas, hakasa medaber. It has nothing to do with, I'm doing an avoida and I'm thinking about another avoida. So hanish seton met avoida l'avoida. So it's seton, where you're being mechashev in an achila, b'shtei achilas akasa medaber. So fundamentally, Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand how you can learn mechashev me'avoida l'avoida from machshavas pigel. Pigel's not begedim mechashev. I was doing a shechita. I was thinking about doing another avoida, and the avoida is rika chutzah. Nothing to do with the avoida. But right, if you were mechashev something that's not an avoida, you'd have the same halacha. For so hot the ton is mit achilas mizbeach. Achilas basar is not an avoida. Shvich HaShirayim is not an avoida. Haktaras Yimurim is not one of the dalet avoida Saddam. Elamayit, it's related to Achilas Mizbeach. So how could you, Rabbi Yochanan, tell me Mechashmi avoida l'avoida? Gevalt. So in Shir they say that Reb Chaim, the Zayd Reb Chaim said, so Vosat Rabbi Yochanan Galeh. Vaisleis Rabbi Yochanan argued fundamentally with Reish Lakish. Thus says, Avad, it's true, the Braisa that we just learned says very, very clearly, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that the Yisoid of Machshev is Pigel. When you're Mechashit to do Achilas Bosor, Achilas Mizbeach, as in Haktar Seymur, Shvich Shraim, Chutzas Mani, Chutzam Koimai, the reason it's Machshav HaPiselis is because you were doing a Dover HaMevi L'dei Achila and you were thinking about the Shtei Achilois. That is the yisoid of a classic pigel. Opposite to a tzveitasar pigel. And the tzveitasar pigel is where you were doing shchita, kabbalah ilacha, and you had in mind to do zrika. That too is a machshavas pigel, and that machshavas pigel works differently than the pigel that we learned this morning. That has nothing to do with dvarim hamevi l'dei achila, where you were mechashev on shtei achilas akasim adaber. The yisoid of that machshavas pigel is mechashve me'avoida l'avoida. I was doing the avoidas hashchita, and I thought about doing the helig avoidas hazrika chutz hazmani chutzim koimai. I had a machshav about a different avoida while I was doing this avoida. Mechashve me'avoida l'avoida. The yisoid of machshavas pigel, Almanas lizroik domay chutzlas mani chutzum koymay. This is the punchline. Is different than a machshavas pigel. Almanas to do achilas basar haktaras emurim shvich shirayim chutzlas mani chutzum koymay. Almanas to do achilas basar shvich shirayim haktaras emurim chutzlas mani chutzum koymay. That's you a mechashiv in one of the shtei achilas. You were thinking achilas mizbeach or achilas adam. Chutzas mani chutzum koymi, that's a machshavas pigel. Nothing to do with mechashvi avoid l'avoida. Machshava to do zrika chutzas mani chutzum koymi, that is a machshav. Now, then it's a chiddush. Because Pasha, you would learn, if you asked the man on the street, he would tell you, no, zrika chutzas mani chutzum koymi is no different than shvich hashirayim or aktar seymurim. It's also an achilas mizbeach. But that was Reb Chaim's chiddush. Reb Chaim's chiddush was that a machshava to do zrika chutzas mani chutzum koymi has nothing to do with the achilas mizbeach component of the zrika. You have to know why not. Ayin Bekilas Yaakov and Stipler, there's a lot of rate to explain Reb Chaim. But that's the Yisrael Reb Chaim. And he was Mechiach, where? from Shitas Rabbi Yechon. But Al Kopanim, what do you see from Reb Chaim's Yisoid, said the Brisker Rav? You see something gewaldic. You see that there's two dinim and pigle. There's pigle where you were mechashiv to do an achila chutzos mani chutzim kaimai. And then there's pigle where you were mechashiv to do an avoida chutzos mani chutzim kaimai. And it works with the lumdus of mechashmi avoida la avoida. So much so that Rabbi Yechon was able to take out of there that mechashmi avoida la avoida by Shalei Lashma also. It works out say avoid. If that's the case, we can understand the Rishonim Mechulam Daflam test. The Rishonim that say that if you're Mechashiv to do the Kabbalah Chutz Lizmani V'Chutzim Kaimai, it's considered a Machshava. We ask, what's Geita for? Kabbalah is not Achilas Adam, it's not Achilas Mizbech. What's the Havamina? How could it be true, according to those Rishonim, that a Machshava to do Kabbalah Chutz Lizmani V'Chutzim Kaimai? That's all true if the Geder of all Machshavas Pigal is to do Achila. That's Feited in Pigal. And that's Feited in Pigal works Mechashmi Avoida Lavoida. These Rishonim hold that Mechashmi Avoida Lavoida is going to be true not only if you're Mechashav to do the Avoida, says Rika Chutz Lizmani V'Chutzim Kaimai, even if you're Mechashav to do the Kabbalah. Emes isn't the Shiurim from Yeshua. He says over that from the Gemara Alain it's Muchach that way. Because Rav Tarfon said, Shamati, I heard a chilik between Kabbalah and Zrika. He doesn't know that being a farish. Rabbi Kiva says, I'm going to tell you what you heard. You heard three chumras in Zrika over Kabbalah. You heard that by Zrika, Asaba Machshavik and Maisa, Kabbalah, Asaba Machshavik and Maisa. You heard Zarka Bechutz Chayev, Kibble Bechutz, you're not going to be Chayev. You heard Zarka Psulim, Chayev Misa, whereas Kibble Psulim, you're not Chayev Misa. So they ask in Shir, I don't understand. Bishlaim of the latter two, they're chumras. There's an Avodas HaKabbalah, there's an Avodas HaZrika. The Avodas HaZrika has certain chumras. Number one, if you do Zrika outside of the Makom HaMikdash, you chayiv karas. You don't have that by Kabbalah. So that shows chashivus to the Avodas HaZrika. If a apostle would do Zrika, he'd be chayiv misa. You don't have that by Kabbalah. So you see a chashivus to Zrika. What's the first one? We're going backwards. What's the first one? The first one was that if you're mechashev to do zrika chutzos mani chutzim koyme, it's a machshavas pigol. But if you're mechashev to do kabbalah chutzos mani chutzim koyme, it's not a machshavas pigol. Don't stay taste us a chumra in zrika over kabbalah. What do you say a chumra in zrika over kabbalah? Maybe kabbalah is just as chumra as zrika. You know why you can be mechashev in zrika, you can't be mechashev in kabbalah? Because zrika is achilas mizbeach, and kabbalah is not achilas mizbeach. It's a punct. It has nothing to do with the chshivos of the avoida. It's not a mile in avoida sazrika. Zrika sits in the front, Kabbalah sits in the back. You know why? Because if you're mechashev in zrika, chutzos mani chutzim kaimai, it's pigle. If you're mechashev in Kabbalah, chutzos mani chutzim kaimai, it's not pigle. Mechatesi zrika is more chashev than Kabbalah. Zrika punkt is an achilas. Shchita punkt happens with a knife. Zrika punkt happens with a bucket. Zrika punkt is an achilas mizbeach. I mean, we can punkt everything. It's not a maila in the etzem avoida. Sure, they say that's all true on Reb Chaim. But not Reb Chaim, we see not that way. Because the yisoid of machsheves pigul by zrika is mitzad mechashve me avoida la avoida. So you say, Meris, if you're mechashev in zrika chutzos mani chutzim koimoi, zrika is a avoida chashuva. It triggers a machshavas pigul. You don't have that when it comes to Kabbalah. That's a chumra in Zrika over Kabbalah. That's why that was listed as one of the three chumras. We'll do a little bit more Gemara. Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Breda, Rabbi Chiyo, Shemati, I heard, Shetfilas etzba mifageles, bechatas pnimis. So the halacha is that the Zrika on the chatas achitzoyna was different than the Zrika on the chatas and the nizbeach hapnimi. So there were two mizbechas. Mizbech Achitzain, that was in the Azara, and the Mizbech Aprimi, that was in the Hechel. Most karbanos were brought in the Mizbech Achitzain. There were some karbanos, very few, that were brought in the Mizbech Aprimi. The ones that were brought in the Mizbech Aprimi were Chatois. The Ketairis was brought in the Mizbech Aprimi. But as far as karbanos go, very, very few. But the way that the Zrika was done on the Mizbech Achitzain was very different than the way the Zrika was done in the Mizbech Aprimi. Mizbech Achitzain, the Kohen would take the Kli Shares with which he did the Kabbalah, and he would using the Kli Shares, he would pour the blood, do the Zrika of the Dam on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach HaPnimi, he would take his finger, V'toval Be'etzboi Badam, he would toivel it in the Dam, and with his finger, he would do the Zrika. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Breder Abchir, said, I heard that Tfilas Etzba Mifagelos Bechatas HaPnimi. If a Kohen was doing the Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and while he did Tfilas Etzba, he put his finger into the Dam, he had a machshavas pigul. He had a machshava to do something chutz lizmani chutzim kaimai. It's a machshava hapezalas. Shoma ilfa. Ilfa of ilfa fame. Heard. Amra kameder bar pada. And he told bar pada. He says, how's that possible? Klum la bandu pigul. Ela misha. What's the makar to machshavas pigul? We learn from the carbon shlomim. At the Iker Parsha Pigov v'meyachal yeyachal nipsar zavach shlomov. It's talking about a carbon shlom. So why don't we say mashlom ain't tefilas etzba fagalos bem afchatas ain't tefilas etzba fagalos bem. There's no tefilas etzba by a carbon shlom because the carbon shlom was brought in mizbeach achitzan. So the whole tefilas etzba was non-existent. It was na. not applicable when it came to the carbon shlomim. So that means there's no tefilas etzba by the shlomim. So mechatesa, you can learn that you could be mefagel during tefilas etzba. If the makar is shlomim, doesn't have to be dumya de shlomim. That was Ilfa's kasha. But the Gemara asked, "Yeah, call me shlomim lamdu. You want to go down this road? You want to tell me that the only time you have a machshavas pigel is if it's something that would be an issue by shlomim, imash shlomim? Why don't we say then shloim l'shma ein moitzim v'dei pigel af chata shloim l'shma ein moitzim v'dei pigel? What would be if a kohen brought a carbon chatas shloim l'shma and he had a machshavas pigel? So it was tarti l'reisa. He had both a machshavas shloim l'shma and a machshavas pigel. Would it be pigel? It's obviously possible, but would it be pigel? Would it not be pigel? Would you have the chumra of pigel? Karis. The answer is no. The reason is because the only time something's called pigel is if without the machshavas pigel it would have been kosher. Just like if you be makiv a bal mum with a machshavas pigel, it wouldn't be a machshavas pigel, obviously, because it's not a kosher akrova. So a machshavas shloim l'shma makes the akrova not a kosher akrova. Once it's not a kosher akrova, at that point, you can't. Now, that's all true if you're bringing a carbon chatas. What if you're bringing a carbon shlomim, and you had a machshavas shloim l'shma and a machshavas pigel? Shlomim kol azvachim shen izbachu shloim l'shma cheir. Being that the carbon is going to be kosher, so the shloim l'shma doesn't make it a krova psula. If it's not a krova psula, so now the machshavas pigel is going to be machshavas pigel. But the Gemara says, so why don't we say then, according to your logic, Ilfa, that you want to tell me that it has to be done with the shlomim, so l'chura mash shlomim shloim l'shma emayt b'dei pigel, if you would have a machshavas shloim l'shma while you're bringing the carbon shlomim, and you'd also have a machshavas pigel, what would be that loch? It would be pigel because shloim l'shma didn't make the carbon puzzle. So say af chata shloim l'shma ein moitzim b'dei pigel. So say the same thing by chatas, and we know it's not the case because by chata shloim l'shma is not pigel. Elamai yislach l'meimah. What do you have to say? Mirbuy dekroy kasya. Meaning it's true that the makar of pigel is in the parish of shlomim, but there's ribuyim that tell me not only shlomim, other kabbanos as well. So hachinami mirbuy dekroy kasi. I know the ikar parish is by shlomim, but it's not only true for shlomim; it's true for other kabbanos as well, such as the chatas hapinimi. And the chatas hapinimi happens to have an avodah called vitaval etzba. Tfilas etzba, so could be you could be mafagel b'shas tfilas etzba. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Shulman Levi said, "Aliyah zushamati." I heard in this aliyah, she tfilas etzba mafagela. Same halacha that tfilas etzba is mafagel. If the kohen does the tfilas etzba while he's bringing the chatas that was brought in the mizbeach apnimi with a machshavas pigel, it's pigel. Toy bar Rishim melakish kul namadnu pigel l'alam yishlam. What's the makar to pigel shlam? Same question. Mash shlam ain't tfilas etzba mafagelas behem. Avchatas ain't tfilas etzba mafagelas behem. So he asked in the same kasha again. What was the kasha? If you're learning it from shlomim, shlomim doesn't have tefilas etzba. So mechateisa, you can learn that you can have a machshavas pigel b'shas tefilas etzba. But the Gemara says, v'chiyakol mishlomim lamanu. If you want to go down this road, same shakla v'tayri as in the previous Gemara. Say imash shlomim shloim l'shma ein moitzim v'dei pigel afchata shloim l'shma ein moitzim v'dei pigel. Say just like if you would have a machshavas shloim l'shma and a machshavas pigel, it would be pigel. Why? Because the machshavas shloim l'shma by a shlomim didn't pass all the carbon. Because kol azvachim ksherim. So l'chura say the same thing by chatas. Here the Gemara gives a different teretz. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina. Hakol mishlamim lam. Really, we learn everything from shlamim, and it has to be dumi the shlamim. Are you asking me a question? How then could the halacha be that a machshava shloim l'shma is moitzi midei pigel by a carbon chatas? If it's not moitzi midei pigel by a carbon shlamim, the reason is we learn it from shlamim, not from shlamim shloim l'shma, because shlamim shloim l'shma is kosher. We learn it from shlamim chutzlim kaim. What's the chilek between a machshavas pigel of chutzlim zman and machshavas pigel of chutzlim kaim? So machshavas pigel of chutzlim zman is karis. Machshavas pigel of chutzlim kaim is not karis. But a machshavas pigel of chutzlim kaim still passes the carbon. So what would be if a kaim was bringing a carbon and he had a machshava b'shas shchi to do chutzlim kaim and then b'shas kabbalah to do chutzlim zman? It also wouldn't be pigel. In the chorus sense, it's pigel because man of shachar was chutzim kaimich and chutzim zmanich. But you don't have the chorus because once it was machshav of chutzim kaimich, now the carbon's possible. Once it's possible, so it can't be chal the chorus that comes about. I day the chutzim zmanich. It's the same methodology as why if it was shaloi lishma and chutzim zmanich, you wouldn't have pigel. Chutzim kaimich and chutzim zmanich, you wouldn't have pigel either. Now that's the halacha of chutzim zmanich and chutzim kaimich. That's not pigel true even by shlomo. Because it's true, shlomim shloim l'shma is kasher, but shlomim chutzlim kaimai is possible. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina, now you know that a machshava shloim l'shma is moitzim midei pigel by chatas. I learn it from shlomim. I shlomim gufa shloim l'shma is kasher. How do I learn it from shlomim? I learn it from the fact that that same halacha is true by a shlomim chutzlim kaimai. So just like chutzlim kaimai by shlomim, which is a machshava pisalos at the end of the day, could be moitzim midei pigel. So shloim l'shma by Chatis and Pesach, which is a machshava pisalas, will also be moitzi midei pigel. Again, Am Reb Yosef Reb Chanina in Hakol Mishlamim Lamdu. Hayol bechutzim kaimi paisel b'shlamim v'shaloy l'shma paisel b'chatis. Ma chutzim kaimi paisel b'shlamim moitzi midei pigel. Av shaloy l'shma paisel b'chatis moitzi midei pigel. Am Reb Yirmiyah mitzi de tafer. How could you learn shaloy l'shma from chutzim kaimi? Ma chutzim kaimi paisel b'shlamim shekein noyig b'chal azvachim. Chutzim kaimi as a chumra. The chumra is it's noyig by all zvachim. Taimar b'shaloy l'shma shein noyig el b'pesel b'chatis b'vad. As opposed to Shaloi Lishma, that's only noyig by certain karbanas. You can't learn Shaloi Lishma from Chutzlim Kaimai. Still, the halacha is that a chata Shaloi Lishma and Chutzlim Zmana is not going to be pigle. How do you know that? You can't learn it from Shlomim because Shlomim Shaloi Lishma is kasha. And you can't learn it from Chutzlim Kaimai by Shlomim because Chutzlim Kaimai is more chamer than Shaloi Lishma. So, how do you know that? So, what must you say? That together is the Torah told me pigle by Shlomim. But there's certain guidelines that principles of Shlomim that I could apply to all karbanas. So, by Shlomim, anything that's ma'akiv in the kapara of what the shlomim comes to accomplish, you have pigel, same thing is going to be true by shar kabanas. Anything that's moitzi midei pigel by shlomim, so you could be moitzi by shar kabanas. You're not meshubit to what works by shlomim, what doesn't work by shlomim. You're just meshubit to the gedorim, to the rules and the regulations. You take the principles that govern shlomim and you apply it to shar kabanas. But each carbon, you apply it as it relates to its own Shulchan Aruch. So it's true. There's no such thing as Tfilas Etzba by a Shlomim. But there is something called that a Dover Ma'akif Kapara by Shlomim, you could be Mefaglin. So by a Chatas Pnimi, where Tfilas Etzba is one of the Dvarim Ma'akif Kapara, if you would have a Machsheves Pigel B'Shas, the Tfilas Etzba by the Chatas Pnimi, it would be a Machsheves Pigel. Either way, the Shailun the Gemara is Tfilas Etzba, which was a unique avodah that was done dafka by the Karbon Chatas that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. If the Kohen was mefagel b'shas tefilas etzba, is it a machsheves pigel or is it not a machsheves pigel? So we began the Gemara and we'll finish the Gemara in Yetz Hashem tomorrow.